famed Hollywood producer Brian Grazer says there was blowback for voting Trump in 2024. By Paul Bois on November 22, 2025. Famed Hollywood producer Brian Grazer, Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, Parenthood, etc., said he faced blowback for voting Trump in 2024 but not to the point it affected his career. As Breitbart News reported earlier this year, a documentary from Fox Nation, titled Art of the Surge, featured several clips behind the scenes of President Trump's 2024 campaign, including a surprise appearance from the three-time Oscar winner. The documentary shows Grazer socializing with President Trump inside the VIP box at a football game, getting his photo taken, and admitting that he pulled the lever for 47. Grazer also said in the documentary that when he told some women he knows about his Trump vote over Kamala Harris, it felt like getting canceled. All the women looked in and go, "You mean, you're not voting for Kamala?" And I go, "I just can't do that." And then, one of them leaned in further, and said, "Are you voting for Trump?" And I said, "I am. I swear." Grazer is quoted as saying. Speaking to Variety, Grazer said he faced blowback albeit without losing his standing in Tinseltown. "Brian, it came out that you voted for Donald Trump. Given that Hollywood is a liberal town, what was the reaction?" Variety asked. "There was blowback," responded Grazer. "Do people not want to work with you?" asked Variety. "No. I am what I am. I haven't changed. I don't know if I should say anything more than that," he said. Grazer also discussed the prevalence of generative AI, saying that it could be used as a tool that helps build a movie. "It's a great collaborator in building stories. It's never going to provide a soul into your movie. AI doesn't have a point of view, it doesn't feel pain or love or understand what it's like to recover from injury or humiliation. It has no conception of life or death stakes, and you need those to build a great story," he said. In a statement to the New York Times earlier this year, Grazer described himself as a centrist who felt the Democrat Party lost direction under former President Joe Biden. "As a centrist, it was because I could feel and see Biden's deterioration and the lack of direction in the Democratic Party at that time," he said. According to The Hollywood Reporter, THR, Grazer previously donated to Harris and raised money for Democrats. He also signed an open letter thanking Joe Biden in 2023 for his efforts to release hostages in Gaza. Grazer's company Imagine Entertainment, which he co-founded with director Ron Howard, also produced film adaptation of Vice President J.D. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. Grazer has been a Democrat donor for decades, going back to the campaign for Representative Robert Mrozek, DNY. He has donated overwhelmingly to Democrat figureheads like Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and even Kamala Harris in 2019. He has contributed to a handful of Republicans, including John McCain in 2000, Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2006, and Dave McCormick in 2022. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.